We'll now begin Derech Hashem, chapter 1. He begins, the Ramchal begins, every Jew is obligated to believe that there is a being who exists from before all other creations existed. Hashem is both Kadmain, meaning his existence has no beginning, and Nitzchi, he's eternal, with no end. He created all that we know, and continues to give life and existence to all creations. Another integral element of our belief about Hashem is that Hashem cannot be understood by us. We can't grasp what Hashem is or who He is. The only thing we do know about Hashem is that He is Shalem, perfect, in every level, every aspect of possible perfection. These facts are things that the Avos grasped and reached understanding through their own efforts. Our Nevi'im saw it, understood it, and taught us, and every single Jew witnessed with his or her own eyes on Har Sinai. And after seeing it with such a clarity, Chazal say, the all seven heavens opened up and they were able to see, they taught it to the next generation who handed it down until our generation. And this itself is a mitzvah that Moshe commands us from the mouth of Hashem, Pen tishkach es hadvarim asher ro'u einecha, lest you forget the things that you witnessed with your eyes, and you will teach it to your children and grandchildren. This is the mitzvah of Zechiras Maimid Har Sinai, the mitzvah to remember the Maimid Har Sinai, that what happened by Har Sinai, which is this, what happened there demonstrated to us the clarity of Yichud Hashem, Hashem's existence, which you can find in the Sheish Zechiris, printed in the end of Shacharis. This can also be proven through logic, through clear thinking. One can prove each one of these truths, and all the more so if we're knowledgeable in the sciences, where every aspect of the different sciences prove the existence and omnipotence of Hashem. However, the Ramchal writes, we will stick with the truth as we have learned it through our Messiah, from our parents and grandparents, then from theirs, all the way back to Har Sinai. Another important element of our belief is that Hashem's existence is muchrach, which means it can't be otherwise. There's no possibility of Hashem not existing, chas v'shalom. In addition, Hashem's existence is not dependent on anything else. It's a total, unique existence without any dependency. The next point we have to realize about Hashem is that He is one in totality. This is a concept of Yichud Hashem. And that means that there are no conflicting forces within Hashem, even though we talk about Rachom and Chanun and Af and anger and all those things. Those aren't emotions as we experience them. We as humans have many different powers and forces at work within us. There's memory, imagination, desire, and then there's all the different emotions of anger and haughtiness and humility and etc. Those are all distinct attributes that the human mind contains, and they each one is its own power, own kayach, own energy. But Hashem isn't subject to different forces and abilities. He is one in the most simple and perfect way possible. Now the Ramchal continues to expound upon this point, but I'm going to move ahead, as these are very deep and intricate concepts which really require a much longer shiur to be able to begin to comprehend them. The Ramchal himself writes that it's almost impossible to put some of these concepts into words. Much of the Sefer Da'as Tvunois that the Ramchal wrote is dedicated to working through and developing our understanding of Yichud Hashem and Metzias Hashem, and here he only touches on it briefly, just to establish the core beliefs that every Jew has to have and to define our knowledge of Hashem. He wants to clarify what we do know about Hashem, what we could understand about Hashem, and what we have to understand about Hashem, and also at the same time, what we don't know and can't know about Hashem, and both those things together are equally as important in the belief of Hashem, in the belief of Yichud Hashem. Both are very important components of understanding what it means, Anoicha Hashem Elokecha, to believe in Hashem.